Thank you, Creator, for all that you have done for us. For everything comes from you. Please clothe us with your quality of bestowal and cover our petty acts of separation with love. Don't allow our fear to cool this love for you or each other. Let it grow, not dwindle, so we may sense the friend's heart and fill it with the light of love. Allow the friends and all of humanity to feel joy from this light you freely give. Bring us to such a connection that it will cover the world with love in order to bring you contentment. Amen. Yes, these two dates, the 9th of Av and the 16th of Av, sorry, the 15th of Av, are very special dates. One speaks of hatred that is revealed, the 9th of Av, and the second, the 15th of Av, is revealed as love. From this, we learn that you cannot have one without the other. And because the Creator created the evil inclination and then gradually brings all of creation to the side of good, from separation to connection, from hatred to love, as we see that this happens also gradually in our world, where humanity is coming closer to the revelation of evil in it first, and then slowly, accordingly, also for the necessity for love, even though it's not quite disclosed yet. But the preparation for it is already in humanity and in the connection between everyone, in the necessity for love, for a connection between everyone, etc. Hence, this is our entire human history upon this earth of ours, where we go through these two stages, and let's hope that we're already entering the period of love. It begins from afar with all kinds of opposite events, different kinds of connections that humanity doesn't know what's going on with it and for what, until we begin to recognize it more and more. And this is how we come closer. And we understand more, feel more this process, and from the process we attain the Creator. From these two opposites that take place in us, one upon the other, we attain the upper force that awakens us. And this is how it is revealed in a thing and its opposite. Therefore, let's read and we will see it according to the excerpts. You can ask anywhere along the way about anything and we will try to scrutinize. It's clear that there's no joyous, more joyous day, a better and beautiful day than the day of 15th of Av, since it is a day of love, a day of connection, a day of dvikut, adhesion. And this is how we see the purpose of creation, the final. Form of creation, please.
Article number one. It is said in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, there were no better days for Israel than the 15th of Av and the Day of Atonement. When the 15th day comes, great mercies awaken upon us, and the days of goodwill begin. This is why there weren't such good days before. Also, he will turn everything for the best, for salvation and comfort.
Yes, therefore we also hope that from this day, hatred was revealed, that needs to be revealed. And from this day onwards, connection and love will begin to be revealed. And we will see how everything we had, as he says, will become good. Become good, meaning towards connection, towards embrace, towards love, towards understanding, mutual understanding, even when we are in all kinds of opposite states to one another. But when we connect this oppositeness, specifically when it operates towards connection above it, then we feel the power of connection above the power of separation that was before that. And on these days, it has been revealed more and more. Hence, we need to understand the extent in which this power of connection will come and be revealed more and more. Therefore, you cannot have one more than the other. That's, as usual, first the foundation of evil needs to be revealed first. Just like the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, and then we need to see how opportunities for connection come above evil, where love covers all transgressions. And as it's written here in the verse, everything will be inverted to good. Where there's no good, unless it comes from that which emerges from bad. And let's hope that we merit this during these days.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
Why do we have to wait to come above it till the 15th of Av? Why can't we do that in the process of the 9th of Av and go through the process and come above it in the 9th of Av already? Why do we have to wait so long till the 15th of Av?
The roots for correction needs to be revealed in good, but that which emerges from bad. There's no good in the world unless it emerges first from the root of bad. We're talking about the created beings, towards the created beings, and what is revealed in the created beings. Hence, it cannot be in a sudden and immediate way. Rather, it needs to be the process of how the bad inverts to being good. And in truth, it doesn't invert this way from the 9th of Av to the 15th of Av, but rather this takes place later, where the 9th of Av and then 15th of Av, only the root for connection is being revealed, for the root for love. And then it continues this way and appears. Hence, it's a process that needs to be here. And we need this process in order to understand the extent in which we, as we change. Let's say this year we went through the 15th of Av, the 9th of Av, in a serious way, much more than in previous years. And we also hope that from today onward, from the 15th of Av and onward, we will discover also in a real manner upon ourselves this process of change from hatred to love, and what takes place on the between the 9th of Av and the 15th of Av are the roots that are changing this way. But this still needs to be revealed upon us. That's why let's hope that from today onwards, we will feel how these forces of love are working on us, connection, and we will help them, participate with them, and thus come closer.
Yes, dear Rav. What does it mean that we will feel that we're acted upon the forces of love and connection?
We need to increase the sensitivity both for hatred and for love more and more in order to feel that these forces are operating specifically according to the way that were the Kabbalists arranged for us in previous generations. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we also need to receive it and accept it as these things can take place in all times, all days, dates, and that there's really no defined time for this. And to accept it this way, both this way and that way. Nevertheless, for the whole of reality, for the whole of the world, these dates symbolize for us that the forces are operating and are there, and we can really draw them and advance by them.
But it's revealed as a sort of gift from above?
These are forces, simply forces. We're constantly operating and being operated upon by the upper nature forces, which is the Creator altogether, the upper force. And therefore, we need to try and go with Him. As much as possible, with love, to justify, to mitigate, to sweeten it as much as possible. And constantly these actions are coming from Him, because our actions is basically prayer, where we raise ourselves this way towards Him.
What does it mean to feel the 15th of Av? That a root for love and connection is revealed. What does it mean that the root for love and connection is revealed?
That from this day onward, we can succeed more with spreading love, with activating love between us and also from us to all of the world.
We can feel it in the root of the matter? Or is it more for unification?
It depends on the extent in which we activate our forces, increase our sensitivity, are in more connection, because to the extent of connection between us, as tight as we are towards one another internally, we can feel the forces that are operating upon us.
How do we increase sensitivity to feel the situation?
By increasing the sensitivity between us. And through intensifying the sensitivity between us, we need to think about which actions, by which Yeah, by which actions? There's nothing else. Actions, speech, meals, all kinds of such deeds that are external, and also the main thing is how we aim our heart towards connection between us. To the extent in which I seek in my heart for the friends. As they need, like Rabash says, they need to stand within my heart.
Last question, Rav. On the 9th of Av, we all felt a heaviness in the natural connection to the state. Are we going to feel elation as a result of root and branch?
Yes, truly try with additional forces from the 9th of Av till today and onwards to awaken yourselves towards connection, to feeling this common force within which you are already about to reveal the upper force. The Creator will be revealed in the force of love between us. Many times, it all depends on us. Because we are in special preparation from above. The Creator arranged for us this force of mutual rejection. And we need to come to mutual arvut. He arranged hatred between us, and we need to rise above this hatred towards connection and love, and that's how it is. It all depends on us, and the extent to which we bring our you revealed.
Excerpt 2. The 15th of Av is regarded as the correction and the sweetening of the 9th of Av. As our sages said, that on the 9th of Av, there was the decree of the dead of the desert. For then, they would die each year in the desert. And on the 15th of Av, the dead of the desert would stop. It follows that the 15th of Av is regarded as the correction and the sweetening of the 9th of Av.
Yes, also from this we need to learn that there cannot be good unless it stems from the bad. There cannot be spiritual, eternal, whole life unless they emerge from their root, which is opposite them, as death, separation, hatred. Again.
On the 15th of Av, when the days of good will begin to shine.
They only start from the 15th of Av. We can't say that today we have a day of connection that is called the day of love, and that's it. There's no more. But from this day, it just starts this process of connection.
To prepare of the will of the Creator that is coming in our favor. Each person's will must also be incorporated in one's friend to stand and anticipate his favor. This is the intimation in the Gemara, the day when the tribes were permitted to mingle with each other, meaning that each one from the children of Israel will impart from his blessing and a favor upon his friend. Yes, dear Rav, very interesting. What does it mean that the will of each person needs to be included in his friend?
How could it be any different if we're connecting? How do we attain the concept of love? How do we attain correction? How do we attain? Only through connection. Through the connection where we connect our desires from the closest ones towards us that are understood and clear to one another, and all the way to those that are contradicted with great coarseness and separation between them. And we gradually come near with all these desires until eventually, what is the end of correction that we attain? Gemar Tikkun. Where all desires, all thoughts, all the discernments that are in one complete the other. They complete the other, meaning it's not that they're truly the same like in everyone. No. But rather we're searching for how we can, by being different, and we are in need of still discovering how different we are, the extent to which we are completely distant. And then, upon every hatred, love will be revealed. Whereas they will be operating together towards connection. And we won't, well, I don't have quite any words in this, but we will not, for us to not distance, but nevertheless come all closer to one another by the shattered vessels being revealed. And we collect them and connect them in all kinds of ways between them, in such a way that each is connected to the others. It's a certain kind of like a Lego, very diversified one, upon the spiritual plane, which has thousands of axes, and in each and every one of them we need to be connected, each with all the others. This is what we need to see in the future, the extent in which each supports everyone, and each and everyone, and eventually this connection becomes a spherical connection. And we lose our space and our area and enter a concept called love, where we are ready to be connected in embrace with everyone, each with the others. We throw everything that bothers us, and this way come to absolute love. This is what we want to happen between us, and for us to do this.
Вопрос по тексту, отрывка. Каждый сын.
Question about the text that we read. Своего блага и своему товарищу. That each of Israel will pass a part of his good to the friends. What is this blessing?
Each and everyone from Israel, meaning whoever participates in towards the Creator, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, by helping others, he participates in coming towards connection. And then also from the friends, from this, they get the forces and the awakening to do so. And this is how one will help his friend. Through example, through support, this is how we come closer. Until the connection between us becomes a sphere.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо, что разрешили спросить.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for allowing to ask.
Что значит часть своего благословения и блага? Мы же вроде.
Also about the text. What does it mean? the part of blessing and the favor.
That we have yet to come to the final correction, and therefore in parts we correct ourselves such that we're incorporated in others and work for the sake of others.
How do we prepare for the will of the Creator?
Only unite as much as possible together in your group and be ready to connect with others. I'm very happy that we went through the ninth of Av in such a serious manner, where we felt the extent in which the revelation of evil can be harsh. And also, now we feel how the connection between us is standing on the way and can take place. And
continue to excerpt number 4. Regarding the most important matter called love, which is the spiritual connection between Israel and their Father in heaven. As it is written, and you shall bring us, our King, to your great name, Selah, in truth and in love. And as it is written, who chooses his people Israel with love. This is the beginning of the salvation and the end of correction, when the Creator reveals to His creations, which He has created, all the love that was previously hidden in His heart. Rav, what does it mean that it's the beginning of...
And of course, there's no more than love. Love includes within it all the discernments, where there's a connection between each and every detail and individual in each of us, just like in a system, yes, in a kind of complex system. And each and every detail supports the rest of the details, or the individual, each supports the rest of the details until it moves from discrete to analog. Meaning there's no longer each connecting with each and everyone, and that's in each and everyone, but it actually starts to become one vessel and the light within it.
So why is it only the beginning of the salvation and not the end of salvation?
Because we're starting to attain this essence, which already exists in reality. It's only revealed in us gradually in our vessels, to the extent in which we connect and develop and are incorporated in this. And there are also many states in this, in which we need to recognize these things, be aware of them, agree with them, because this nevertheless takes place upon the intensifying ego in us that then enters a stern struggle. So we shouldn't think that our nature then agrees with the final correction. These are called the wars of the end of correction, the Messiah wars. These are very not simple things, they're complex things.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
He says that the Creator reveals to His creation the love that is hidden in His heart. Is it to the degree that we reveal this love hidden in our heart to each other?
To the extent in which the Creator can open His love towards us, accordingly, we feel and can reveal and disclose the love between us. Yes. There's nothing that is revealed in our world unless it has been revealed.
Thank you, Rav. To continue, what is the heart of the Creator? What can be defined as the heart of the Creator?
Absolute love to everyone without any conditions, which can be revealed. Whereas actually we, by wanting to open in love on our behalf, discover the love that already exists and didn't change on his behalf. You understand that? Depict yourself from the side of the Creator, there's only love that never changes, 100% unlimited. And by us not disclosing our love, we don't give him the possibility to disclose his love towards us. And we cause suffering, terrible suffering to the Creator through this, seemingly. And then, this is called the sorrow of the Shekhinah. And as much as we can reveal the connection between us and give the Creator the possibility to disclose his love towards us, then by that we're actually giving him the possibility to rejoice and bestow and be in his revelation.
And after this description, this emptiness that I feel now, it will be filled completely with his love?
Yes, meaning to the extent in which we reveal in the connections between us, the nearing between us, we connect our hearts together, we're giving him to fill our hearts. Connect our hearts and fill them, and by that we bring him contentment. This is basically the beginning and the end of every one of our actions, our correct actions. The principle of connection between us is by us first having to connect between us, intentionally approach the Creator, appeal him to him through this, in order to bring him contentment, as we want to receive correction from him and filling from him. And then, to the measure of connection and correction and filling of ours, we can open ourselves and bestow to the Creator. Why are we doing this? Where we are already practically capable of doing this, then we turn to him and want him to be filled from our attitude towards him, just like a guest and the host. The guest has nothing to give to the host except for his attitude. And his attitude is such that he receives from the host, and by that is giving.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Qual è la preparazione corretta come decina per ricevere?
What is the proper preparation as a ten to be able to enter this special day?
We need to shake up our hearts, each one's heart, and demand for one's heart to be more sensitive, for us to finally be able to come closer towards connection with the others, to feel that one is touching from his heart to the heart of the friends, to the others, that one's life is such that the hearts of the group are felt and are felt in him in a way that he feels it as the source of his life. We don't have many words here that in order to pass this to others, to one another. But to the extent in which each tries to feel, we will then find in those words, in those few words, more feeling.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Rav, почему до сих пор не очень понятно, что такое...
Rav, why is it not clear yet? What is connection and how should it need, does it need to be expressed?
So at least feel that you are in separation. And then from the feeling of separation in this or in that, in the diverse separation between you, you will feel the necessity for connection. It seems to me that that is what needs to be done then. I understand you. I'm also completely not built according to my nature for connection. As far as my nature is concerned, I'm completely disconnected from everyone. I'm dry with a very harsh, hard heart. But we try to work on it. We try to work. We need to depict ourselves that there's a soccer field and a goal, and in the goal stands something that's bothering us. And we, our entire group, is playing in connection, in understanding, in mutuality in the heart of each and every one, only in order to reach this goal and score our ball into the goal. Is that clear? So this entire effort by all of us is in order to reach the goal of our hatred, of our hater, and to put our ball into it. Try. It's actually a very easy thing. You need to see before you the one that's bothering you to come to connection, that you somehow, somewhat want him to a certain extent, and what bothers your connection is your hater, it's your evil inclination that the Creator put before you so that you will break his teeth and through him move through to an embrace and love with the friends. That's it.
French.
French.
Boker Tov Rav Veravrim. Question, comment voir l'amour comme un système de loi ou bien comme quelque chose d'émotionnel? Et quel est le...
How do we see love as a series of laws or as an emotional thing? What's the most appropriate way to relate it to love?
בכל מיני צורות. אהבה זה...
In all kinds of ways, love is actually the connection that I want to attain in order to fill the desire of the other. So that's called that I'm connecting with the other. I'm connecting with his desire in order to do everything for this desire to be happy, to be satisfied. And this is my goal.
In the revelation of evil that we reach And we understand that we are in hatred to the Creator?
Yes. Of course, yes. The true revelation of evil is where the difference and differentiation and hatred towards the Creator is being revealed. A differentiation in between us and hatred for the Creator, yes?
How do we address something or someone that we don't love?
No, to the extent in which you differentiate yourself from your ego and hate it, you can also operate in such a way where on one hand you want to come to love of the Creator, on the other hand, you're in your feeling towards hatred of the Creator. The main thing is to continue and discover it. It's a matter of feeling that we need to discover. Internet.
Shalom Rav, Shaila PT7. Hello Rav, question from PT7. I think you answered a little bit, but I'll ask. It's not clear how to build love above the hatred. You always reveal more hate. So what's built prior is not love. We remain with hate.
No, it's the way we go. Left, right. And that's how we ascend. Therefore, if you've discovered some measure of love, then you're being shown and elevated that you're even in more hatred. And we try to reach love above them. So we discover even greater hatred. And this is how we ascend. Left, right. What is there to ask here? We're already used to this. Yes?
From Mach 24, what does it mean to pass a part of your blessing to a friend?
Part of? Part of the blessing, meaning that I'm willing to work and invest forces, and the good result from this is welcome to go to.
Yes, Rav, hello. Question, how can I add in love in order for the previous love not to be considered as a flaw?
If we add, it doesn't mean that we're harming something that was before. We're just adding to this. We want to expand all the things we had, and now from this it grows more and more. Meaning it's not that we are standing on us insisting on wanting to erase and the previous state, but rather to add to it. And this is called love will cover all crimes, where we discover and discover flaws in the connections between us and make them into love.
Excerpt 5. There is self-love, and there is love of the Creator. And there is a medium, which is love of others. Through love of others, we come to the love of the Creator. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Akiva said, love your neighbor as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. As old Hillel said to the Gentile who told him, teach me the whole Torah on one leg. He said to him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. And the rest, go study. This is because through love of others, we come to love of the Creator. And then, the whole Torah and all the wisdom are in his heart.
Yes, meaning we cannot reach the love of the Creator, which is the goal, love the Creator, the Lord your God, without us along the way discovering our love towards everyone. To each and everyone and all of them together from all the people in the world. Eventually. Because this is the vessel within which we need to discover our condition. And then in this vessel, the love of the Creator is disclosed to it, towards us. PT 31. What's the connection between the mechanism of loving my friend and loving the Creator? The connection is the vessel within which you discover your attitude towards the friends. And by that, where you discover through your attitudes to your friends to the Creator, and you relate to your friends. And there, in the middle of the way, you kind of meet. And the Creator gives you the vessel within which you will do the work towards them. To the extent in which you discover your attitude towards them, you feel that you have what to relate to, because the Creator is completely concealed from your senses for the time being, and the friends not. And to the extent in which you disclose your heart to the friends, you feel how you're coming closer to them and acquire experience in working with foreign desires, where altogether all those foreign thoughts, desires are the Creator. Okay?
Am I able to love the friends in a way that will not lead me to the love of the Creator in an egoistic way? How do I check it?
Of course. But if you're in a society and spiritual work and study all together in order to advance to connection and to the Creator, then you're in this flow. You're all together in the upper force that's guiding you.
Again, excerpt 6. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice.
Meaning there's nothing more for us to do. If we come to love of friends in a complete way, by this we completed what can be done on our behalf. All the rest comes from the Creator.
As it is the clearest nature and form to man, we should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before his eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. For indeed, they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, as this is the meaning of the word, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might, and with the Creator he may deceive himself. But with his friend, it is always spread before.
We cannot talk. That's it.
So is it possible to say, Rav, that a person is impressed? That a person is impressed here, but how the friends are filled or fulfilled in a pleasant way, how the light fills them in a pleasant way.
Try to explain and you'll see how you're like out of words. Look, according to our work in our world, the extent in which you have compositions that talk about suffering, sorrow, deep compositions books, tragedies, and the extent in which you have about joy. Seemingly light, simple things, not deep. Because our vessels are built to feel the depth more. And when we talk about connection between us, and then connection with the Creator, then it's the opposite. Because then we acquire the vessels, we acquire these vessels of ours in bestowal. And then we begin to discover, to talk in bestowal, but how to talk? Also, we talk in, well, see how they talk in the study of Ten Sfirot or in some other place. From the side of the vessels, on behalf of the vessels, we talk about which coarseness and screen we reveal some specific light. And then that light is, let's say, called Naranchai. Well, so what? You can't express it because in our feeling, we only have an impression from the vessels, from the suffering, from the feeling. We will come to states in which we will all begin to connect between us. And by this, well, this is how I think, we will establish a new vessel, a connection of connection between us, and this is how we will advance.
We know that all the things we experience in corporeality, it could be that the Creator is giving a complicated situation for the friend. We pray and we ask for him. And it could be just to advance him. And it doesn't mean that it's something good for him. So what needs do we need to pray for? Maybe he won a reward and it takes him out of the path. All sort of situations. So maybe just to clarify.
I need to see the friend as my relative, where I need to help him with all that he wants. And if he feels some need on his spiritual path, then certainly I want to join and be together with him.
How can I help him in this?
I didn't understand, Shlomo. Talk if you're talking.
I'm saying, how do I know what specifically he needs?
You don't need to know exactly what he wants or what he has and how he feels his desire. You can't enter in his place. You need to help him according to how you understand and what you feel, the extent in which you can assist him. That's it. First of all, it's in you giving him the feeling of confidence, support, where you're next to him and you're willing together with him to approach any problem he has in life. And you want to assist him in anything he's about to attain. To give him a shoulder, to give him forces on your behalf. That's what needs to take place.
Bala Sulam says, put the needs of his friend before his own. What does this before mean, actually? Because is there nothing that's left for yourself anywhere?
First, the needs of the friend need to be more necessary for me than my needs, and then for me to give forces, mind and body, in order to have him attain what he wants, by which I join him, by which I enter him, and work with him. on this, on the implementation.
Yeah, Raf, thank you. Is here needed, let's say, total annulment? Does that mean before, a total annulment of your own needs? That you have nothing for yourself in this case?
If I want to connect to the friend, I need to cancel my desires for now, and approach the friend to help him, to incorporate with him. And only after that, I can examine whether I still have my desires which demand fulfillment. Usually, we see that my desires are then also filled.
כן, רב, עוד שאלה אם אפשר פה, הוא כתב כי את עצמו ודאי שהוא אוהב בכל
לבו. He writes that he loves himself with all his heart. The matter of loving himself, does that mean that he's obligated to supply his own pleasures? That's what he likes?
This is the initial condition in each and every one, self-love. It doesn't disappear, it doesn't go away. We rather build everything on top of it and in contrast to it. But it doesn't disappear, and we actually, because it exists, we can also feel and define the degrees of love of others. And the more we grow onward, the one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. Meaning if I rose to a certain degree, then I stand on that degree. And from that degree downwards to all the way to zero, that's the whole ego that has appeared in me that became.
How's expressed?
No, self-love appears when a desire, only a desire in me is awakened to fulfill myself, and I don't. I rather use it to rise with love of others higher than self-love. And that's how love covers all crimes more and more and more. Otherwise, I don't rise.
We know that in a person advancing, also hatred of himself develops.
Yes.
What does that mean compared to always loving himself? What does it mean that he also hates himself?
He has both. In terms of his own nature, he understands that he sees, he feels that he loves himself, and he reveals it more and more in little things. But each time he finds that more and more. And with it, he also determines that he hates his nature, and he doesn't want to carry it out because he already wants to transcend it. He can no longer stand his ego that keeps directing him and managing him, and he really feels it as an enemy. There's a certain transition in man's development where instead of agreeing with his nature, he begins to hate his nature because he sees that that nature overpowers him, rules him, and doesn't let him do anything freely. And then he is searching for how can I reveal my force of resistance, that I don't just say in words that I resist my nature, but that I also transcend it and feel that I belong to two levels. One level is where my nature keeps unfolding more and more, and I attain the force of resistance to it and rise above it higher and higher. And each time, love covers all crimes. And in such a sandwich, I can rise. And if the will to receive will not appear in its new shape in each and every state, then I won't have the degree on top of which I can rise higher and higher. Therefore, we have to see in every state when we can't overcome the will to receive that it's a new degree that has appeared and we need to climb above it, to climb it, to rise above it by connecting with the friends, by prayer.
Спасибо. Еще хотел спросить, а вот полный путь творения от создания, то есть
the whole path a created being has to go through in creation, meaning from the complete state to the shattered state and back to wholeness.
Wait. Why do you say that? Where do you start from? A state where the created being is in a complete state, perfect state, and then go through a shattering and then goes back to a perfect state. Where did you see the perfect state of the created being in the beginning?
Ну, так показалось из того, что когда мы учим про Адам, когда он был в райском саду.
That's what it seems like from what we learn about Adam.
No, it's completely not a perfect form. It's more like a baby who doesn't understand anything in his life because he has no evil inclination, so everything seems as heaven to him. He doesn't have a great will to receive. And so what he felt was like this mini world, say like his room full of toys that he can play and everything's great and but nothing more than that. No more than that. And so in such a way he can't actually know anything in creation. Creation itself and the governor of creation, the creator and so on, he can't. So he had to be moved away from that state, from that place. And then a will to receive is injected into him, this evil inclination. And now he can advance by recognizing the evil inclination in him more and more. And then we're in that process. Where from some point on, we begin to feel that inclination as an evil inclination, which is evil to us. Because as we grew from the beginning of creation, we grew by our ego. And our ego always rules us. And it is therefore referred to as an evil inclination, and we have to get rid of it. And get rid of it not because it harms us, that's another issue, that I want to get rid of that ego because it separates me from bestowal, from love of others, which is called the good force of the Creator. And so here I have a twofold problem. On the one hand, I have to move away from the evil inclination. On the other hand, I have to move closer to the good inclination. So our path is comprised of two parts. First period is recognizing the inclination as evil, and to that extent, to try to move away from it, resist it, reject it as much as possible. And on the other hand, also know, recognize the good inclination, that we have a goal here, that we have to achieve connection to the point of love. And that's how we have to see the situation, how we advance on this path.
Языки описания Каббале и, вот, в частности, язык Танаха. Вообще, на чем основывается сама методика?
All the languages and the descriptions of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the language of the Bible.
The tongue is not our tongue. It's not the speech. It's rather a conduit or a channel through which we can connect. Let's say, before that, let's say that in the past you didn't have the ability to communicate through radio waves and the like. And now you do. So you have another form of communication. So it's just that these four languages of communication is not that we take them from technology, but from the understanding of man's soul, of man's connection to the spiritual world. And therefore, that's how we express it. And we have four languages. Yeah. We could say, maybe that stems from the four levels of coarseness of the kli, of the will to receive. I will say yes. Yes.
Есть постижение каббалиста, скажем, да, вот его раскрытие.
There's attainment. Well, let's say a Kabbalist is attainment of that same system of Adam Rishon, and there's a different person who he wants to pass it to. So how does he use a certain language to pass his feelings? How does that channel work?
You see this in our time, in our days, on us. Look at how we want to attract people to study the connection between us and the Creator. And then, by developing this connection between us and the Creator, they discover in what way they build that connection. And in our connection, basically all these languages are already there. Because each and every language is a certain unique limitation on the language of Kabbalists. The language of the Kabbalists is a language in the full sense of the word, very precise, both in terms of root and branch, and concerning cause and consequence. It has the unique merit of being able to express subtle details in this language without any limits. Also through it, it is possible to approach the desired matter directly without the need to connect it with what precedes it or follows it. However, despite all the sublime merits that you find in it, there's a great drawback in it, that it is difficult to attain. It is almost impossible to attain it, except from a Kabbalist sage, and from a sage, one who understands with his own mind. This means that even one who understands the rest of the degrees from below upward and from above downward with his own mind will still not understand anything in this language until he receives it from a sage who has already received the language from his teacher face to face.
So here there's an order of the way the wisdom passes and an order of passing the language. And only in the language of the Kabbalists we can really reach attainment and understanding of what we have or in what we have an ability to attain. Okay? And last one.
Yes, the language of Kabbalah is contained in all of them. The names, appellations, and gematrias belong entirely to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The reason they are found in the rest of the languages too is that all the languages are included in the wisdom of Kabbalah, since they are all particular cases that the other languages must be assisted with. But one should not think that these four languages serve to explain the wisdom of the revelation of godliness, evolved one at a time over time. The truth is that all four appeared before the sages of truth simultaneously. In truth, each consists of all the others. The language of Kabbalah exists in the Bible, such as the standing on the tzul, rock, the 13 attributes of mercy in the Torah and in Micha. To an extent, it is sensed in each and every verse. There are also the Merkavot in Isaiah and Ezekiel, and atop them all, the Song of Songs, which is purely the language of Kabbalah in its entirety. It is similar in laws and in legends, and all the more so with the matter of the unerasable holy names, which bear the same meaning in all languages.
Yeah. So the language of the Kabbalah includes everything in it. It's general, and it explains everything we want. Through it, we can reach the attainment of truth in the
Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What does he say here that every coupling of striking extends the reflected light from the upper light? Isn't that a result of the bitush, beating?
Every coupling by striking extends the light into itself.
But why the upper light? What is the bitush then?
Everything comes from above. Tzvika, the potsuf doesn't have any light of its own. It only all comes from above.
And then he says that the light that is rejected from Malchut is called the reflected light. What does it mean that it's rejected from Malchut? Can you explain?
What to explain? We talked about it a lot.
We talked, but it's not so clear.
What?
It says the part of light that is rejected from Malchut is called reflected light.
Yeah.
How does the reflected light come back from the Malchut? It's the
Malchut doesn't want to receive it because it's going to be in order to receive. That's why she has no choice and she rejects it. And then the light that returns from Malchut, it's called reflected light or returning light.
And man is a part of this here, that the reflected light, or then the man's work is needed here to make the reflected light?
Of course it's man's work here.
How does he activate this reflected light from the Malchut?
By not wanting to receive, like you sitting before the host, and he wants you to get all the refreshments from him, but you decide that you're rejecting a part of it. That part you can take and part you can't.
And then what is created as a result of that?
Reflected light that you don't want to receive. And you don't want to receive because you want not to be the receiver, but you want to be like the host. Like the host. That maybe it seems that you're rejecting the refreshments, but you're not. Because for you to be connected to the host, it's much more important than receiving the refreshments from him. Even though there is a problem because you're rejecting the refreshments while you're doing it, and he wants you to receive it. And you're really in an inner struggle here. How can I reject this, the refreshments? If we were speaking about me, so obviously I'm just rejecting it, not receiving, restricting myself. But if I decide that I'm only going to do it for the benefit of the host, so I took this decision only for him. But the host wants me to receive everything. No, for me to resemble him, to be connected to him, to be adhered to him, to be like him, it's more important than me receiving from him. There are calculations here that are much more exalted than just simply receiving. But for us, it's enough right now.
Okay, just another question. So how do you use coupling of striking in this whole thing?
Coupling by striking is performed by the guest. When he's in front of the host, he feels all these calculations that the host has towards him and from him to the host. He calculates. That's why all his calculation happens by the beating, that I don't accept to receive everything that comes from the host because I must receive these things only in order to bestow. I want to resemble the host. Otherwise, I'm not in contact with him. I'm not in equivalence of form with him. Otherwise, we're separated. If the guest gets everything the host gives him, so he descends to the degree of the animate, still vegetative animate. If the guest won't receive anything, so he just disregards the host and all the possibilities he has to reach equivalence of form with the host. And then he remains in this calculation. How much can I receive in order to be like the host? That I'm giving him pleasure by the extent that I can be in adhesion with him.
That's basically our main work needs to be. Yeah.
Yes, and here it's all clarified. The rest is only according to the forces in the screen, that every time the host, the guest has to calculate where he can receive in order to bestow.
Say, it should be the same movement towards the friends in the 10?
Why not?
So that's it. So you see, that's still not clear. It's not just towards the Creator, it's towards the friends. You have to relate that way, each and every friend.
Yes.
So that's it. That's what's still not that clear.
It'll be clarified. Don't worry about that. You study generally. We don't feel all the calculations between us yet. It'll be revealed soon.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это вот наполнение, которое
кли решает принять ради Творца.
Thank you, Rav. This fulfillment that the kli decides to receive for the Creator, what's it mean that it receives for the benefit of the Creator?
Imagine yourself that you're instead of the guest and you're standing before the host. Like he tells you, don't forget this example. It's a true example. And you must receive from the host the refreshments. But how can you do it in order to bestow? So you reject the refreshments, you don't want it, until you discover that you've rejected it enough times, and now you can receive it. And this reception will already be in order to bestow. Just like you usually do. I don't want, I don't need it, thank you, until you agree. When you agree, it's called that you are already in a state that you don't receive a donation that you're supposedly receiving for him. That's the calculation the vessel performs. So what's the question? Vlad.
Yes, but I refuse, I reject, and now I want to receive it for the benefit of the Creator. So how do I decide that I want to feel it and receive it now for you? How can I decide that it's actually for the better? There's that connection, this pleasure that comes, and then there's a connection.
You have a calculation in the Losh that you think, you calculate, how much can I accept and how, in order to remain in connection with the host.
About the first part, the 9th of Av and 15th of Av are spiritual states. Why do we connect them to dates?
Because there's an upper light that shines on the world, and that's why we feel those specific days, that they're influenced from the upper root. That if you really have, or you need to do some kind of work, so don't do it on the 9th of Av. And the 15th of Av is a day of love. You specifically have a lot of festive events and so on.
Moscow 18 says in the item 4 that the matter of what's the spiritual connection between Israel and their Father in Heaven. I heard you say that there's no shame in love. So does it turn out that what we correct is actually the shame?
We correct the shame, very nice. The gap between us and the Creator that He's bestowing and we're receiving, we want to turn our reception into giving. And then our shame becomes glory.
Haifa 5 and Brazil 4, what kind of work of connection should we do, especially now?
Love. You understand? We are now at a time that is good for love. Next.
Moscow 4, what does it mean to open the heart to the friends?
Open the heart to the friends? I don't know how to explain it. Just open your heart. That I am available to receive love from everyone and to give my love back to everyone.
PT 10, why when we receive the opening of the heart to the friends, it is erased. So it's not just more coarseness, but we lose memory of the higher state of connection we had.
Look, ladies, love will cover all crimes. That's why If we're already speaking about love, so you shouldn't calculate here. Everyone bestows to everyone only love. And look, as much as by this, we relieve ourselves from all these calculations, all problems, all suffering, and everything ascends with the love straight to the Creator. That's what we need. All those questions this way, that way, what do we need it for? It's written, love covers all, so let's cover. Then we won't see anything but love. Very simple. Less intellect, more persistency and feelings. And good luck.